gotcha. Said she rep a whole different block, so I blocked her. Busy at the crib, cooking salmon with the lobster. If we talking joints, it's just me and David Foster. Body parts don't look like Kevin Costner, you tweak it. Just pulled up to Whitney, Houston, Texas for the evening. They tell the same story so much they start to believe it. The ones that start like Drizzy was cool, but we even. Man, how the 2, 4, 6, 8 watches factory, so they appreciate. Crown in my hand, and I'm really playing keep awake. Don't even usually get this big without a beaver face. Nah, nah, piece of cake. Nah, nah, Turks and cake. Yeah, yeah, go and get your friends. We can sneak away. Yeah, 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 I keep up like I keep the faith. Wonder how I got this way. Swear I got the calling my phone like I'm locked up nonstop. From the plane to the helicopter, yo. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs. Ah, nah, nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor. Calling my phone like I'm locked up nonstop. From the plane to the helicopter, yo. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs. Ah, nah, nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor. Yo, 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 what's going on? And welcome to another episode of us talking about the African-American tarot. And I'm focusing on the queens all this week. Queen of Pentacles, Queen of Wands, Queen of Swords, Queen of Cups. Starting with the Queen of Pentacles, Allah, Earth Goddess. Okay, so Allah Igbo, Nigeria, the earth goddess and goddess of fertility, daughter of the supreme god Chukwu. Although Chukwu created human souls, he was a distant god. In contrast, Allah, considered the mother of the Igbo people, was close to humans. Everything came from her. She bore the earth from her womb and took earth's people under her protection. As the goddess of fertility, Allah made the seed in women's wombs grow. She gave children life and watched over them throughout their lives. She gave children life and watched over them throughout their lives. As ruler of the underworld, she accepted the dead into her body, the earth, and ruled over the ancestors buried there. When the dead were buried, the Igbo believed that they turned into earth and became united with Allah. See also Igbo Pantheon, Alatanga, a Sikono creation account from the African mythology book, A to C, African mythology A to Z. The book is like $40. But okay, Jason just joined us. What's going on, babe?
Hey, what's up, babe? I'm okay. I'm chilling. Hey, guess what? What? See the same damn toy you wrote a card stole from us?
Yeah.
Like, you remember I told you I found like $1.50 inside of the machine? Are you yeah. 50? I go in back there. I'm putting the clothes inside of the bag. I found $1. I'm like, damn!
Oh, that's cool.
Again. I find a euro. I'm
and you like, know what's crazy?
I'm like, what?
You this know what's crazy though?
I feel like casino. I'm like, what?
I'm talking about the Queen of Pentacles right now.
Yeah?
Yes. I'm
where?
Sharing the information about the Queen of Pentacles from the African-American tarot.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. And it's like, her name is A-L-A, you guys. She's the earth goddess. And when I say her name, Allah, I feel like it sounds Muslim, but it's not Muslim. This is African.
Allah.
Allah, earth goddess. Mm. Queen of Pentacles. In this segment from the African mythology A to Z, it talks about her like being the seed in women's wombs, making their wombs grow, giving children life, watching over them throughout their lives. And I often talk about in my readings that the pentacles can represent children.
Mm.
Yeah, pentacles can represent children. Pentacles can represent art. Pentacles can represent crystals. Like, you know what I mean? Pentacles could definitely even represent a relationship. It really just depends. It doesn't just mean money.
Mm.
Yeah, these are like some really dope foundational gifts that we get while we're here. That we get to enjoy, like pleasure while we're here.
I think I was gifted, though. Like, I lost two and I gained like four bucks. Like, what? I had four hidden golden coins somewhere and they came up clutch.
That's cool.
And so, yeah.
Yeah. Were you ready to go?
Move from here.
Yeah.
Move from this.
Well, y'all, I hope you enjoyed that talk about Earth Goddess Allah from the segment. Again, the African mythology A to Z, y'all. It's like $40. If you cop it, you know, that's a great thing to cop. So, tunes.
Okay, where you want to go then? That's 11:30.